Good evening, and welcome to our Ash Wednesday service. It's nice to see you here. Just a few brief announcements. The first being that when it comes time for the imposition of ashes as well as communion, you will come forth for both of those items. And also, there is the collection plate up there as well, if you want to just bring your collection up and place it in the plate at that same time, please do so. Let us take this moment in silence to prepare our hearts to worship God.
Thank you. words that call us to worship. Blow the trumpet in Zion. Sound the alarm on my holy mountain. Let the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord is coming. It is near. A day of darkness and gloom, a day of clouds and thick darkness, like blackness spread over upon the mountains, a great and powerful army comes. Their like has never been from of old, nor will it ever be again after them in the ages to come. Yet even now, says our Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, with mourning. Rend your hearts and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, and relents from punishing. Who knows whether he will not turn and relent and leave a blessing behind him, a grain offering and a drink offering for the Lord our God. Blow that trumpet in Zion, sanctify a fast, call a solemn assembly, gather the people, sanctify the congregation and assemble the aged and gather the children, even infants at the breast. Let the bridegroom leave his room and the bride her canopy. Will you join me in our responsive prayer? The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. He will not always accuse, nor will he keep his anger forever.
The Lord remembers we are but dust.
He does not deal with us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our iniquities. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his steadfast love toward those who fear him.
The Lord remembers we are but dust.
As far as the east is from the west, so far he removes our transgressions from us.
The Lord remembers we are but dust.
And as a father has compassion for his children, so the Lord has compassion for those who fear him, for he knows how we were made. He remembers that we are dust.
The Lord remembers we are but dust.
As for mortals, their days are like grass. They flourish like a flower of the field, for the wind passes over it and it is gone, and its place knows it no more.
The Lord remembers we are but dust.
But the steadfast love of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him, and his righteousness to children's children, to those who keep his covenant and remember to do his commandments.
The Lord remembers we are but dust.
Amen. You may be seated. The gospel lesson comes to us from the book of Matthew, the 6th chapter, beginning at the first verse. Beware of practicing your piety before others in order to be seen by them, for then you have no reward from your Father in heaven. So whenever you give alms, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so they may be praised by others. Truly I tell you that they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms may be done in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. When you pray, do not do like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, so that they may be seen by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But whenever you pray, go into your room, shut the door, pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you fast, do not look dismissal like the hypocrites do, for they disfigure their faces so as to show others that they are fasting. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that your fasting may not be seen by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust consume and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust consumes, where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. We're dust. When God named the first man, he named him Adam. In Hebrew, the word is Adamah, which means dust. God forms us out of the dust, and we don't become fully human until he breathes into us the breath of life. Then we become whole. We become alive. But we are told also that at some other point in time, 70 years and 10, and by means of strength, 80, somewhere between 70 and 100 years if it's normal, we stop breathing. The breath of life goes out of us. The spirit that God put into us returns to him, and we become dust again. But Jesus addresses that intermediate time between the time we are dirt and before we return to dirt. Now, one of the great pictures is of the Pharisees who go into the temple and walk up to the altar and pray. Lord, I am so thankful that I'm not like other men, that I don't sin, you know, like that guy kneeling over there quietly praying. I'm glad that I keep all your commandments in my heart. And the Sadducees, when they bring their gifts, they would literally hire trumpeters to go before them so that everybody would know that they were giving this big gift. And before they would go into the temple, they'd see those two standing baskets, and they'd literally take a bucket of coins and pour them into the basket like this, so they'd rattle down, and everybody would hear how much they were giving. Jesus tells the story of the widow who comes and slides 2 pennies into the basket, making no noise. And he says to the people, she gave more than all those others combined. She gave what she had out of her poverty, not simply the change in their pockets. I love the stories of the fasting that took place. In public, they fasted, but they went home at night, and as soon as the sundown went down, they'd have a lavish feast. Put on a show, and you get your rewards from those who give you praise because they've seen your show. Put your trust in God and come to him in the quiet moments, and you will get your blessing from the God who sees what you do. Storing up treasures in this life. Now, believe me, it's important to set aside some money for the future, especially for those of us who live longer than we can work, because Social Security does not cut it. We all know that. But that's not the kind of treasures that Jesus was talking about. He was talking about piling up far beyond what we could possibly need. I think I told you the story before of 2 Texans. Their best friend dies, and he was so rich that he literally had a solid gold Cadillac, full size, made to be used as his coffin. And as they were lowering that solid gold Cadillac into the ground, his buddies turned to one another and simultaneously said, "Now that's living." It wasn't. It was a casket, even if it was made of gold. We need to know where our priorities are. And they are primarily called to be upon our relationship with God, not with the world. Now, every year at the beginning of Lent, we turn to ashes, a reminder of our brokenness and our need to be forgiven. Unfortunately, some people put on a show, especially in Jesus' time. They would wear old, torn clothing. They would literally dust themselves head to toe with ashes, trying to show that they were really turning away from their sin and the world. Jesus says, do it in private, but when you go out, wash your face, comb your hair. Live the life of love that Jesus teaches rather than putting on a show. Be aware of the call of God to be what he calls us to be instead of what we think of as important. Why do you cut your grass every week? Doesn't always need it every week, does it? But I know people who Wednesday at 4 o'clock for their entire lives mowed their grass. Every Wednesday. All of you wash your car every Saturday morning. Back in the old days we did. What kind of show do you put on? With how you dress and how you walk in public and what you do. I challenge you to show the kind of love that Jesus showed beyond these doors every day. Be known as that kind and loving and caring person who reaches out to everyone. Black or white, old or young, male or female, Pennsylvania Dutch, or not much else. Know for certain that you are a loving and kind person in everything you do. Over the years, other ministers used to give me a hard time about the fact that I would go out of my way to be with families who had lost a loved one, even if they weren't on the roll. And my answer was this: God called me to be a witness for him. And someday I'm going to have to stand in front of him on that day of judgment. And I don't want to have to answer for turning away somebody just because their name wasn't on the roll. I figure I'll have enough other things to answer for, like eating so much pork, which is definitely against the law in the book of Deuteronomy. I want us to all think about what it means to be, as Joel suggested, living the love and the grace of God as a prophet in a time that needs to know his love. And when we come forward tonight, may we remember that we come forward because we need the blessing of forgiveness and the reminder of the ashes. And we need that bread and wine, which represents Christ's body and his blood. And we need his spirit to fill us to move out into the world. Let us sing together hymn number 676.
Thank you.
you join with me in the responsive prayer of confession? Most holy and merciful Father, we confess to you, to one another, and to the whole communion of saints in heaven and on earth, that we have sinned against you by our own fault, in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart and mind and strength, and we have not loved neighbors as ourselves. We have not forgiven others as we have been forgiven.
Have mercy on us, Lord.
We have been deaf to your call to serve as Christ served us. We have not been true to the mind of Christ. We have grieved your Holy Spirit.
Have mercy on us, Lord.
We confess to you, Lord, all our past unfaithfulness, the pride, hypocrisy, and impatience of our lives.
Have mercy on us, Lord.
Our self-indulgent appetites and ways, and our exploitation of other people.
We confess to you, Lord.
Our anger and our own frustration, and our envy of those more fortunate than ourselves.
We confess to you, Lord.
Our intemperate love of worldly goods and comforts, and our dishonesty in daily life and work.
We confess to you, Lord.
Our negligence in prayer and worship, and our failure to commend the faith that is in us.
We confess to you, Lord.
Accept our repentance, Lord, for the wrongs we have done, for our blindness to human need and suffering, and our indifference to injustice and cruelty.
Accept our repentance, Lord.
For all false judgments, for uncharitable thoughts toward our neighbors, and for our prejudices and contempt toward those who differ from us.
Accept our repentance, Lord.
For our waste and pollution of your creation, and our lack of concern for those who come after us.
Accept our repentance, Lord.
Restore us, good Lord, and let your anger depart from us.
Hear us, Lord, for your mercy is great.
Accomplish in us, O God, the work of your salvation,
that we may show forth your glory in the world.
By the cross and passion of your Son, our Lord,
bring us with all your saints to the joy of his resurrection.
May we observe a moment of silence to remember our individual sin. I declare to you, therefore, that God is just and may be trusted to forgive your sins and cleanse you from every kind of wrong. In the name of Christ, I tell you, your sins are forgiven. Live lives of forgiveness and grace. You may be seated. Will we take this moment in silence to prepare our hearts for communion? The gospel commands us to continue a perpetual memory of Christ until he come again. And we remember that when he was at table with his disciples, he took another loaf of bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to them, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Eat it in remembrance of me." Likewise, after supper, he took the cup, and having given thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, drink, ye all of this. For this is the cup of the new covenant poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. And as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Lord, bless also these ashes, which we will use to remind ourselves of our need for your forgiveness and that we are but dust. Father God, we know that we are not worthy to come to this table trusting in our own righteousness, but rather in your manifold and great mercy. And we pray that receiving these creatures of bread and wine according to Christ's holy institution, that we may walk in newness of life and grow in his likeness, now and forever. Amen. Almighty God, from the dust of the earth you have created us, and may these ashes be for us a sign of our mortality and penitence, and a reminder that only by your gracious gift and breath of life are we given eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior, may the bread and the cup remind us of your promise to us as a way of new life. Amen. And now we will invite our elders to come forward, and they will institute the Holy Communion as you pass by me. And if you want ashes imposed, simply place your finger in front of your face. Will you rise with me for the closing prayer? Let us pray together. God of compassion, through your Son, Jesus Christ, you reconciled your people to yourself. Following his example of prayer and fasting, may we obey you with willing hearts and serve one another in holy love. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Our hymn of commitment, number 623. Have begun our Lenten journey. The promise is that if we follow him, he will receive us to himself. Let us go in his way. Amen.
Mm-hmm.